Presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, a great many of you I know have read about the explorers of olden times in your history books. The great men who risked their lives on voyages of adventure and discovery really had what it takes. When Columbus sailed from Spain, he didn't know where he would land. Many of his men thought for sure they would all sail right over the edge of the world and die. Voyages then took months and sometimes years to complete. Magellan went around the world during the 1500s, and it took him about 3 years. The time for going around the world was reduced, little by little, as transportation was speeded up. About 60 years ago, it was reduced to 72 days. Well, just last summer, Flyer Bill Odom really flashed around the globe in the record time of about 73 hours. Since the invention of airships, many things have been made easier and faster. Oh, this is the air age, all right. These days, even explorers go through the air. And Bill Odom will join the ranks of explorers in a proposed trip to western China to locate the source of the Yellow River. Milton Reynolds, who sponsored the Round the World flight, is also backing this latest expedition. He's working with the Boston Museum of Science and Bradford Washburn, who's a well-known explorer. Washburn will head a group of 10 men who will attempt to trace the Yellow River back to its starting point. Odom will be at the controls of a converted C-87 four-engine transport plane. It'll be an old story for him to return to the Far East, for during the war he flew the hump. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with more aviation news, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Hopelessly trapped in a large barn at Rancho Verde, after rescuing Gale and young Christopher Cross, Hop, Tank, and John Temple fought off 2 attacks by the ranch hands now obeying Otto Vogel's orders. Then, as the men organized for a third assault, Hop suddenly disappeared. Frantic with worry, Gale and young Chris called to him, their voices echoing in the cavernous recesses of the barn, as Tank and John Temple prepared to fight off the attack.
All set, John?
Yes, Tank. I have 4 shots in this clip. How many of you?
Only 2.
Oh, we won't make much of a dent in them this time.
Tank, Hop isn't here. He's gone. You think maybe something's happened to him?
No, he's okay, Chris. Don't worry.
Oh, but perhaps one of Vogel's men got in the barn.
I doubt it, Gale.
Then what's he doing?
He said he had an idea.
I hope it's a good one.
Good one. Need a miracle to pull us out of this.
Heads up, they're firing again. Get back, Gale. You too, Chris.
Can I do something?
No. Duck behind them sacks of grain and hurry up.
Come on, Chris.
What's the range, John?
Still a good 75 yards. Hold your fire.
Hey! That one skinned my ear.
They're really doing a job this time.
I'll say. Wow, they're hitting close.
It's those men in the rear. See them? 4 of them. They're trying to keep us pinned down so we can't fire at the men who are coming in.
Yeah, we gotta get rid of them.
That's a pretty long shot, Tank. Now, let's see.
Make it good, John.
You don't have to tell me.
There. Hey, you winged one of them. Nice shooting.
And the others?
All right, they're moving back.
Well, that'll help.
Hey, now the other guys are less than 50 yards away.
Stand by with your gun now.
Can't do much damage with 4 shots.
Tank, listen to that.
Huh? Jumping Jennies.
Isn't that a plane engine?
I'll say it is.
It must be Hop. There goes the other engine.
He's in Mendez's plane, the Packet.
Oh, what's he doing?
Trying to get us out of here.
Say, listen. They've stopped shooting. They're wrangling around of the plane.
Hop ain't got a gun. Come on, we gotta help him.
Hank, what do you want Chris and me to do?
Well, you can't go out there, not with all the shooting.
And they can't stay here either.
If Hop's gonna take off, we should stick close to the plane and save time.
Chris is right.
Okay, then, come on. Follow us down the ladder.
Now the problem is, how do we reach the plane?
What's next to them big loading doors?
Yes, but Hop didn't leave that way. You remember? He locked them.
Say, what about that noise we heard? It sounded like something busted.
Well, he may have found another way out.
This way, round the bell.
They've opened fire again.
Come on, step it up.
Tank, you try to find the exit he used. I'll take the main door.
Yeah, but Vogel's men may be right outside.
Oh, maybe not. And they won't be expecting a flank attack anyway. I may be able to drive more.
Okay, take my gun.
Right. Thanks. See you later.
Check. Come on, Gale, Chris. Stick close to me.
The engine
engines are still turning over, Tank.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Look for another door. Must be around here somewhere.
It's so dark. Be careful, Miss Nolan. Now, don't you get lost, Chris.
Oh, I won't.
That's John. He's up in fire.
Hey, it sounds like he surprised us.
John! John, you okay?
Yes, Hank. I thought the plane would.
You see the plane?
Yep. It's off to the left there. Up the cockpit. Have you found that door yet?
No.
Hey, wait. I think I have.
Yeah. Chris just found something.
Where, Chris? It ain't exactly a door. It's a window that was boarded up. But the boards have been knocked out. Can you see the plane? And how? It's right in front of me. And I see Hop, too.
Go on over there, Gail.
All right.
John!
Yes, Hank?
Where are Vogel's men?
They're around the corner now. I can't reach them.
Okay, then. Come on back.
No, not yet. You get Gail and Chris into the plane. I'll cover you from here.
Now you're taking too many chances.
It's the only way, Tank. Go on now before they get organized for another rush.
Tank.
Yeah, kid.
Hop sees us. He's waving at us. I think he wants us to get into the plane. The hatch is open.
Okay, go on. Pile out that window. Be right with you.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yes.
John! Hey, John, what's happening?
They're preparing for another rush, Hank. Listen. Get in the place of the plane yet?
They're running for it now. Come on, will you?
No, not until they're clear. Besides, I still have two shots.
There's one in the rifle you gave me. I'll help you out.
No, Tank, no. You get in the plane.
When you do, chum. Hey, they stopped shooting.
I knew it.
What's up?
You got me.
Did you see him?
No. No, everything's pitch black out there.
Well, there's one break. Hop's giving them engines a good warm-up.
I hope we'll have a clear runway for the takeoff.
Don't see anything to stop him.
Gosh, I wish I knew what Vogel and his men were up to.
Hey, look, I got an idea. Why don't we run for it now?
From here?
Sure, the hatch is only about 50 feet away. By the time those guys wake up, we'll be halfway there. They'll never hit us.
I guess you're right. Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Hey, it's them, breaking through the side door under the hayloft.
And it certainly is time for us to move. Ready?
All set. What the? Hey, Hop, revving the engines.
The plane's moving.
No, Hop, no way!
Hop!
Wait,
Hop! Wait for us!
But even as Hank and John Temple call out desperately, the massive Fairchild packet, engines roaring, slowly taxis away without them. Gang will bring you the action-packed climax of today's episode in just a moment, so stand by. Many cities are proud of their airports, and rightly so, because a great network of airports is the backbone of any nationwide aviation transport system. In Charleston, West Virginia, the people have a special reason for being proud when you ask them about their municipal field. You see, more than 9 million cubic feet of dirt had to be shuffled around before the field was ready for service. Until a few weeks ago, Charleston had been without a commercial field since 1942, when the old city airport was closed. Now, giant planes of our scheduled airlines are only too happy to use the new strip on Coonskin Ridge near Charleston. But here's what they had to do to make a first-class airport. A hole about 200 feet deep was filled in, and a hill 130 feet high was cut down. At first, when the old field was shut, the residents thought a nearby valley floor would make an ideal airport. But there were too many high hills circling the proposed site, and ground fog was too thick most of the time, so they went up into the hills. It's turned out to be a smart move, because the new Coonskin Ridge Airport is only 3 miles from the Charleston Business District, and that's a lot closer than most cities can claim. Speaking of airports, one of the biggest ever constructed in the United States is taking shape up in Limestone, Maine. The field is designed to become the future home of the biggest planes we have. To give you an idea of the size of the Maine airport, the runways will be 10,000 feet long, enough to handle B-29s and all the newer and bigger bombers planned for America's Air Force. You know, gang, aviation men are looking to the young people of today to provide the flyers and technicians of tomorrow. Aviation is an interesting and exciting career, and there's a great future in it. So get ready to take your place in the sky. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Managing to reach the Fairchild packet safely, Hop started the engines. And under Tank's and John Temple's cover, Chris and Gail boarded it.
When Hop heard the hatch slam in the cargo compartment below, he assumed all his friends were aboard and began taxiing to the end of the field for a fast takeoff.
Everybody okay down there? Hey, John, Tank, you okay?
Hop!
Oh, that's you, Chris? Come on up here.
No, Hop, wait.
Wait? What for?
Tank and Mr. Temple are not aboard yet.
What?
No, they're still in the barn.
Yeah, but I heard the hatch close.
We closed it until they could get there so nobody could shoot into the plane.
Great, Scott. Hang on, then.
What are you going to do?
Go back and get them, of course. Say, what about Gail?
Oh, she's all right. She's down by the hatch.
Well, where were Tank and John when you left them?
Standing by the main doors. John had the gun. He was trying to cover for us.
Well, keep your eyes peeled for them. They're getting close.
Hey, I can see gun flashes. They're shooting.
Oh, Lord, they must be in trouble. Listen, tell Gail to open the hatch.
All right. Miss Nolan! Miss Nolan!
Yes?
Open the hatch.
All right.
Okay, Hop, she heard me.
Now, watch for Tank and John.
Don't see them yet. Just those gun flashes.
Not their guns. They don't have enough ammunition to shoot like that.
Say, the main doors are open. I think I see them.
Good. Wave at them. Tell them to come on.
Tank! Mr. Temple, come on. Hurry!
This is as close as I can get. I'll turn her around now.
Hey, Hop, they're coming. I see them.
Good.
Oh, gosh, if I only had a gun, I could cover them.
They were a Vogel's men.
Right behind. Hey.
What's up?
John just shot back, and he got one of them.
Good.
Here comes Tank.
What about John?
He just went under the wing. I think he'll make it.
Well, get over to the ladder. Let me know when they're in.
You bet. Miss Nolan.
Yes, Chris?
Are they in yet?
I'm here, but wait for John.
Here he comes.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Go on, Hop. They're aboard.
Right. Tell them to come on up now. We're safe.
They're on the way.
You think we'll make it okay, Hawk?
Oh, sure. I have a clear field ahead. Hey, you and John okay?
Yeah, not a scratch.
Oh, thanks for coming back, Hop. We're in a tight spot for a few minutes there.
Oh, look, fellas, I didn't know you weren't aboard, honestly.
Sure, we figured that.
Hawk, will we be all right now?
Oh, yes, they can't possibly catch up to us.
Look at them. Standing in front of the barn, waving their arms like crazy. Boy, I bet they're mad.
Say, what about the bell? We left it behind.
What did you expect, John?
Yeah, I could just see us carting 10 tons of bell out of there, piggyback.
Well, radio headquarters and let them carry on. Well, we can wash our hands of the whole mess. And I, for one, say good riddance. How about you, Tank? Well, Tank? Now, what's the matter with you? John, Gail, what do you look... Great Scott.
Turning around, Hop discovers the reason for their sudden silence. Lounging in the doorway of the flight compartment, sitting in a smile of triumph, is Otto Vogel. Gang, our adventure reaches a slam-bang climax in our next episode, so don't miss it. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time. Same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.